Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the Players Platform Show. And today we're going down to East Texas Baptist to be joined with their standout safety, Sam Williams. He was an ASC honorable mention several times, and that is the American Southwest Conference, if you're not familiar with it. But with that said, Sam, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us. Can you believe your time at the college levels kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing and do the things necessary to get yourself to the next level?
Yeah. So it's still like a dream, but it's, you know, as we get closer, it's more like I feel like I'm actually doing it now. I'm getting a chance to actually see where I'm at.
Nice. And for you, I mean, growing up, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, I mean, did you play back then? And if you did, were you a little bit of a better athlete early on? It was very evident.
Yeah, I started playing ball when I was 7 years old in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, in the cold weather, too. So, yeah, I switched on and off tight end and receiver, running back. I didn't start playing defense until I got into the 7th, 8th grade.
All right. Well, when did you I'm curious. Now, you grew up in Grand Rapids?
Yes, sir. Actually, I moved around. I moved around from Grand Rapids to Mississippi to Louisiana, and now I'm out here in Texas.
And then the rest is history. So you went from, like you said, you kind of made yourself north and south and about as south as you can get in the state of Texas for other states. So, I mean, when do you kind of start getting some notice? I mean, so you arrive, you start playing some defense in 7th and 8th grade. I'm sure you even probably played some different positions in high school. But kind of how did you kind of filter into that safety position that you play now?
Well, yes, ever since I was younger, I mean, I always had a thing for, like, hitting hard. Like, that's just what I do. You can kind of follow, like, from my coaches anywhere else. Like, they'll tell you. Sam Williams, he likes to hit hard. And like me, I take that in consideration of me, you know, in my level of play. Like, that's all I do is I like to play hard. So in high school, I ended up, you know, doing the same thing. And college, same thing. It never changed for me. So that kind of stood out in my safety spot.
Nice. And then I'm curious, I mean, we kind of talked about it prior to going on, you know, a lot of times, Sam, and I'm not going to lie to you, I mean, usually a lot of kids that end up at a small school, you know, when they're leaving high school, I mean, there's several factors, but one of the key factors is, you know, if you're a high school kid going to a smaller school, you know, you might be 5'9", 160 pounds or somewhat. I mean, you're what, 6'3", 210, and I know you said you've been growing into that body, but leaving high school, how big were you, and kind of how did you kind of get, you know, kind of, I guess, you know, put under the radar compared to playing at some bigger, you know, D1, D2 schools?
High school, yeah, I was coming out of high school about 6'1", 6'2", about 185 pounds, to be exact. Going into Kilgore College, that's a junior college out there in Kilgore, Texas. Before I got there, I worked out over the summertime, and I kind of grew, jumped to 200 in my freshman year there.
Wow.
And yeah, from then on, yeah, I kind of grew into my weight. Usually been 205 for my sophomore and junior year. This year, yeah, I'm 210 now.
And growing into it. Once again, Sam Williams, the East Texas Baptist safety here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety with Sam, you'd like to listen to it again or download it. It's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be posting his draft bio page at collegetopro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about him as he makes his path towards this next level. You shared also with us before going on the show, I mean, you were down in at the Gridiron Showcase, and those guys, Craig Reed and those guys, Jose, those guys do a fantastic job of, you know, taking care of that thing. The thing's been growing the last several years. But what was it like going down there and kind of rubbing elbows with scouts and kind of putting your name out there? And kind of what kind of reaction and who did you speak to while you were down there?
Oh, yeah, the experience was actually great. It was more than what I expected. I haven't really actually had a chance to even get a chance to have any upper level you know, looks or anything at this school. You know, it's kind of a thing to where you don't really see too much of the like higher level people coming out of the school. So me going out there, I actually got a chance to speak to the scouts, the Rams, the Jets. You know, they talked to me. They was telling me, you know, I did good at safety, you know, throughout my seasons. They kind of wanted to see me play corner. So, you know, I did
wow.
good at that. Yeah, so the corner spot is actually, I wouldn't say it's new to me. I would say it's a little bit difficult, more quicker pace. But like I said, you know, I'm a wild animal, so, you know, you gotta adapt. No, I'm a wild animal, you gotta adapt.
And that's it, man. And you know, at the end of the day, it's X's and O's, but it just comes down to if you can play the game and play at a consistent, smart level. And if you can do that, you can be a productive guy. In terms of what you bring, and you kind of mentioned it as well, I mean, you love to hit, you love getting after it. I mean, when they turn on the tape of you, I mean, what kind of guy are they going to see? I mean, what are the positive characteristics of the safety position that you bring?
Oh, they're gonna see that I don't stop. That's one thing they're not gonna see. They're not gonna see me slack too much on the play. I'm more of a guy that's not necessarily just want to take a guy's head off, but I'm a smart player too. So I know what it takes at the end of the day. You know, fourth and long, third and long. You know, I have my eye for the game to being a smart player out there. So I aim to make plays, as many plays as possible as I can. While, you know, not actually being selfish, but, you know, watching over the back of my teammates too, because that's the end of the day, it's a team sport. But, you know, I do my part.
Definitely. And I asked this question to benefit you, and you know, you had some opportunity to speak with some scouts down at the showcase. But for the other teams that may be listening, what are some of the positive qualities you bring to the table that they can't see on film? And, you know, that could be leadership qualities, game film study, weight room numbers, maybe the defense you ran where you couldn't showcase other skills. I mean, maybe you know, you couldn't blitz, or maybe you didn't drop back a lot. I mean, kind of talk about what they need to know that they may not necessarily see that shows up on tape right now.
I guess I would say, we did a lot of man down there at the showcase, a lot of man. They said, you know, they want to see us play man more than zone. I mean, anybody could play zone is what they're saying. I feel like I do good at zone. At the same time, I would say, yeah. I mean, I try to put everything out there. You know, I'm not really the kind of guy to brag too much, but I work hard, you know, off the field. I do more than what's expected and what's kind of seen as far as social media or anything. I don't really like the videotape too much, but yeah, I get after it 24 hours a day. Yeah, 24 hours a day as far as footwork, cones, you might catch me out there on the field about 12 o'clock in the morning, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, really. Put a camera out here, you'll see me. I'll probably be the only one out here.
That's what we want to know, man. That's why we want to get you on the show. Yeah. We want scouts to know that you're grinding. 1 a.m. guys are partying. Yeah. You're out doing wind sprints. That's good to know, man. That's a good thing to have in your back pocket. Do you get comparisons to anyone? I'm sure you probably hear Cam Chancellor just due to your size, but do you get comparisons?
Yeah.
Or anybody out there that you know pattern yourself after?
Yeah, they try to call me Bam Bam around school. They call me Bam Bam a little bit. Cam Chancellor. Yeah, that's about it right there. They try to kind of put me right next to him.
Definitely. And I'm not sure. I mean, pro days. I mean, are you going somewhere else to have a pro day? What are you know, moving forward? I mean, kind of how the next few months look for you?
We are scheduling a pro day out there, Texas A&M Commerce. Yeah,
okay.
Me and my agent was talking about that. Wanted to actually, if not do that, then probably be able to go to the New Orleans Combine, the regional Combine down there in New Orleans in March. So
yeah,
I'm right now.
I'm just
basically working out at Apex Center in Tyler, Texas. Yeah, they actually helped me out with my 40 and everything, getting me right.
All right. What do you think you're gonna? I know sometimes guys like to keep it under wraps, but you want to hint at what you think your 40 is gonna be?
I mean, I feel fast. I feel real fast. I'm gonna leave it like that. I feel real fast. Real fast enough.
Excellent.
I ain't let nobody burn me, though. I ain't let nobody burn me. You put it like that.
Excellent. And you talked about since the Gridiron Showcase, and I think that was January, I believe. I mean, you've added almost what, 4 pounds, 5 pounds? You said you were 206. You said you weighed in today at 210. So I mean, is that the goal to kind of get a little bit heavier? I mean, obviously, I'm sure that is the goal because you wouldn't be just adding weight for no reason. But what was the mindset when you arrived at Apex to kind of get you in peak condition?
The mindset at APEC, it wasn't necessarily bulking. I kind of knew that I was going to try to get to around in between 210 to 215, somewhere in between that. The goal at APEC is basically working on my form as far as the L drill, the cone drill, the shuttle, and the 40. It's like they was telling me when I first got in, you could run it, you can make it, you think you might look good, but it's more to it, like it's technique. Critical, so I aim to like look for the critical steps and everything that I do out there for my testing.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's such techniques, and I was fortunate one year at the combine we were having breakfast, and the people we were with, Otto Bolden, the gold medalist for the Olympics, he was with us, and they were going to do some 40. So they said, "You want to run the 40?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, I want to run the 40!" And so. I probably spent 40 minutes with Otto Bolden, just him teaching me how to get out of my stance before I even ran 10 yards. So it was just kind of crazy knowing how much technique just goes into running. And now this was a few years ago, Sam, but I am happy to say 4.68, 4.71. So I was pretty happy with that.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's great.
Yeah, it was pretty good. For I was probably like 38 probably at the time, so I was pretty happy. I mean, I run, so I'm a runner, but nonetheless, when the opportunity came to, lay down my own 40. So there's not a combine that goes by where I see I beat that guy in a 40, but that's another story for another day. Are you working? Are you kind of starting to do some more cornerback stuff since, the scout said, "Hey, we might want to see you there." Are you kind of starting to work on the techniques of that position?
Yes, sir. I've been working out more with my DB coach and trying to figure out more corner stuff and some of the DBs out here actually the corners, because they know more. I mean, they're like they know more of the corner technique, and I try to get with them and do more of the drills that a cornerback would get used to, and more speed work and opening up the hips, kind of get me used to actually playing more man than normal. I play man and safety. I used to guard in the slots, and I did good at guarding the slots. And now it's kind of different when you go on the outside and guard the outside receiver. So I try to work at that and make sure I'm looking okay at that. Pretty good.
Definitely, man. Once again, Sam Williams, the safety from East Texas Baptist. Nice to join us here on the Z2B as he prepares for this next level. And he kind of really divulged a lot of information. So you folks know this kid inside and out as he makes his path towards the NFL draft. Late April, I believe the 27th or the 29th, I believe the 28th through the 30th. I know it's Thursday through Saturday, and in Philadelphia this year, folks. So, like I said, exciting time for a lot of folks, and exciting time for our guest today, Sam Williams. Before we let you go, though, we always like to throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Okay.
All right. Game day rolls around on a Saturday. Are you a superstitious guy? You got any rituals that you kind of got to go through before you suit up?
All right, yeah, I got to get up in the morning. But this is kind of every morning, but game day in particular, I start off the morning, hit the ground, and I'll try to hit about 200 push-ups early, try to get up early, do 200, drink some water, try to drink down about a half a gallon, maybe a gallon. And on the way to the field before the game, I like to make sure my stuff is, like, laid out, so I got my gloves right here, I got my helmet right here, kind of lay down on the floor, and I like to chill for a minute. I'm a late dresser. I wouldn't be the first one to get dressed, so I'll be getting dressed, maybe 30 minutes to about an hour before the game.
Nice. I like the 200 push-ups a day, man. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I try to get them in day and night.
Nice. That's the way to do it. Female celebrities, Sam, if you could bring out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat and maybe rip off a couple 200 so you get a nice pump up before dinner. Who are you going to invite?
I'm going to invite Rihanna.
There you go. You know what's kind of funny, Rihanna. Sam? is Beyonce and Rihanna have such a stranglehold on that question, but I'd say the last 2 weeks, they've actually kind of been quiet. I've been getting a lot of different names, which is kind of nice, but, you know, like I said, though, but, you know, Beyonce almost doesn't count because I get her so much. Rihanna's always second place when we tally up the numbers. And then third place usually is like Megan Good, Lauren London, or sometimes we'll get like an off-the-wall name. But, I mean, not off-the-wall, but in terms of, you know, but Rihanna, granted, franchise pick, there's nothing wrong with the franchise selection of Rihanna for the dinner date. And then the final question for you, Sam. Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with it. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He is the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and designs the shoes and the themes that you guys prefer. If you could have any of your cleats or spikes sprayed with the theme, what kind of thing would you want on there?
What kind of theme would I want? That's the best question. If I had to pick anything, it would be some form of superhero. In particular, I like Batman. I really do like Batman. I like that all black. You kind of theme me out with that. A couple of bat wings on the front and the back of the shoe. Nike checks. You know, of course, it's got to be Nike. I wear Nike all the time. Like, you probably walk around campus, you ask people, what has he got on? Nine times out of ten, everything that I have on Nike. 10 times out of 10, my socks are going to be Nike.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, make sure your agent gets you some Nike endorsement once you get to the next level, man. So, you got to capitalize on all
great.
That free stuff.
Yeah, that'd
excellent,
be great.
Man. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. We know you're busy, and we can't wait to hopefully, like I said, Texas A&M Conference, when that rolls around, great day. And I encourage you, hopefully, you know, you end up at the New Orleans Regional, and that's another great opportunity. But with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Sam Williams, the standout safety from East Texas Baptist. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.